This is a Triple J podcast.
Every billionaire is a douchebag.
Parliament is a sick place.
I thought, oh my God, I might be an alcoholic. Obviously, I'm an inadequate guest.
If no, that's not what I'm saying.
Who's the Prime Minister?
All right, let's wrap up this week. It has been a big one, jam-packed full of news. We've been covering all kinds of stuff over the past few days. Now's our chance to kind of chill out a bit and look at some of the other headlines that have been kicking around people's group chats, conversations recently. I'm Dave Marchese. This is The Shake Up. And like I said, we've got a lot to get into in this one. So here's a taste.
Hack. $1.4 billion of the money he made last year came from his family's crypto business.
Apparently, Taylor Swift is actually getting married at Madison Square Garden.
The pair unfurled a banner which read, "When the power of love beats the love of power, the world knows peace."
I solemnly swear, I will not my pants.
On Triple J.
And I also solemnly swear I will not shit my pants. Yeah, it's a real promise that people are having to make. I'm sorry, it's disgusting. I don't mean to be rude, but this is what is going on. Both Olivia Rodrigo, Noah Kahan saying enough is enough. We're sick of people doing disgusting things in the mosh, at the barricade, going to the toilet. How much is this happening? Have you seen it? Did you do it? Do you have no shame? What have you seen at the barricades that surprised you? That's the question today. 0439757555. Message in now. You can call in too. We're going to get to that one later. But first, let's meet the shake-up crew for this week. And with us from Melbourne, creator Jack Tossell. G'day, Jack.
G'day, Dave.
How's your week been?
Oh, it's been pretty good, mate. I'm technically unemployed now, or self-employed on a technicality, so I've just been binge-watching the World Cup.
Oh, okay, so it's just a complete World Cup for you. You're going to be getting up early to watch the soccer tomorrow, or you're going to be getting up to watch Taylor Swift's wedding? Which one is it?
I will be getting up early for the soccer.
Yeah, I've been trying to get you on for a little while, but you've been busy. You've been overseas. I messaged you at one stage. You're like, I'm in Japan, actually. I can't come on.
Yeah, very busy, man. I need to get an EA.
You do. So big weekend coming up. You're going to watch football, soccer, anything else planned?
No, I think that's it. Just the usual.
Okay, nice. Also on the show with us today for The Shake Up, political reporter at The Daily Telegraph, Jessica Wang. Hey, Jess.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. You've also had a pretty busy week. You had the Midwinter Ball in Canberra.
Yes, also known as the Met Gala for ugly people, I believe people are calling it.
Is that what they're saying?
I think so. I got into the Sydney Morning Herald.
That's cruel. I mean, everyone gets all dressed up or fancy. How was it this year?
It was a very fun night. It does have hectic school formal vibes.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think, but any black tie event as an adult kind of has school formal vibes.
Kind of.
Especially if it's annualised.
It's so funny seeing all the politicians dressed up and, you know, doing all the TikToks and all that stuff. Yeah. It's always a bit of an event. But look, we love to chat about that for another 10 minutes, but we've got so much to dive into. And remember, I want to hear from you too. If you are listening, message in 0439757555. Let's get into it.
Hack. In his first year back in office, President Trump pulled in a stunning $2.2 billion in income.
On Triple J.
Yeah, it's been a great year financially for Donald Trump. The US president is known for having a bit of money, but his latest financial disclosure has revealed his various businesses generated more than $2 billion in 2025. Now, that is more than triple his reported income from the year before. So it raises this question a lot of people have been asking. Should you be able to profit off the presidency?
Hack.
President Trump made $2.2 billion last year.
Three times more than what he made the year before.
Now, more than $1 billion of that was from crypto-related investments alone.
We're going to be the undisputed crypto capital and Bitcoin superpower of the world.
Trump has been engaging in an all-you-can-eat corruption buffet.
To critics who say you're profiting off the presidency, Mr. Trump.
Well, you know why I'm profiting? Because the stock market's going up. Everybody's profiting.
On Triple J.
Yeah, keen to hear what you think of this one. Donald Trump making so much money over the past year, including more than $1 billion from crypto alone. A meme coin that he launched 3 days before his inauguration, as well as some other stuff. How does it sit with you? Do you care? Not just Donald Trump, but politicians generally making a bit of coin while in office. Message in 0439 757 555. And when I say a bit, I mean $2 billion. It's the shake-up on ACK. I'm Dave Marchese, joined by political reporter Jessica Wang, creator Jack Tossell. Jess, these numbers are pretty bonkers. It's clear people are very interested in this story.
It's pretty insane. Like $2 million is a lot of money, isn't it? I think the first thing I thought of was that this would never go down well in Australian politics. Like, just can you imagine if this was Anthony Albanese? I think people would lose their minds.
Yeah, I mean, people are losing their minds over houses that politicians own and saying, what about this? What about that? I do think that it might be a bit of a different story here. Jack, what do you reckon? You know quite a bit about finance. Does this surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me, but it's just straight up rampant corruption, really. You know, such a shonky industry, really. If you did the same type of pump and dump thing with stocks, for example, that you did with crypto, you'd be doing 10 to life in prison.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you're saying crypto in generally, it's a bit of a dark force that you don't really believe in?
Exactly. It's completely unregulated. And the most insidious thing about this as well, it's effectively a way to bypass campaign financing laws. You can have foreign entities, spending millions and millions of dollars to purchase these coins, and that seems a transaction rather than a donation.
Yeah, I mean, that is what a lot of people are a bit concerned about. And I should just say, I mean, you're saying corruption there. Donald Trump has had those allegations levelled at him. He's saying, no, I'm not doing anything against the rules. I'm making a bit of money. It's not corruption at all. You can't, stop me or my family wanting to get ahead in life is what he's said in the past 24 hours. I mean, the concern for a lot of people is that with crypto, you can't really tell. There's a lot of stuff. And so it's unclear just how much money exactly people are making. Do you think, Jess, that is also what has concerned a lot of people, that people are just sceptical when it comes to crypto generally?
I think also potentially it sort of goes from you've got the highest of highs and then it sort of plunges in value really quickly as well. I think I was reading one of the Trump dollar meme coin. I think that's sort of only gone down in value. And I think part of it potentially is that people don't really understand how cryptocurrency works. I think the average person probably doesn't even know how to buy one. I know I don't, actually.
Jess is like, I'm no crypto king here. I'm not sitting on a heap of crypto. Yeah, I mean, Jack, I guess the important thing to remember is we're talking about the Trump family potentially making all this money, but if you're making billions of dollars, it means by how crypto works that other people are losing billions of dollars.
Well, effectively, yeah, I think it's just a massive Ponzi scheme at the end of the day. Big intergenerational transfer of wealth between conniving wealthy individuals and the dumbest frat bros you'll ever see.
Wow, okay. You're not holding back, Jack, when it comes to crypto. Not a fan at all. Not a fan at all. We've got a lot of people on the text line who are messaging in. Someone says, so the USA economy goes down the toilet while Trump fills his own pockets. Another person says, anyone who thinks this isn't corruption is a fool. I guess there are a lot of fools in America, that person says. Someone else, all politicians should be on Centrelink during their time in office and not allowed to accept donations. That is an interesting idea from someone there, and someone else saying, no words for the amount of disgust I feel for the president, profiting whilst the people he's supposed to serve suffer. There's another part of this, Jess, that always comes up when we talk about politicians and how much money they make. And some people are out there saying, well, we think this is an argument for politicians to earn more money because if they were earning so much more money, there'd be less incentive for them to try and look for other ways of income. What do you reckon of that?
That's really interesting. And, you know, there's this debate that it doesn't have this sort of electoral credibility. It would never get passed with voters, but that's a really a prominent debate when it comes to politicians and their super. So, Albanese is one of the few politicians that still have them. It sort of expired once. I think you had to be in politics from before 2002. Prior to that, but essentially you get, I think it's 100-something thousand or 200-something thousand. I don't have the exact figure. Yeah. After you leave Parliament. So Penny Wong has that. Susan Lieber, when she was ousted as opposition leader, she now gets that moving forward. But there's the argument there is that it stops you from pursuing really lucrative lobbying gigs after you sort of step down as, say, defence minister, and then you go into sort of defence lobbying, that kind of thing. And I guess it raises questions around whether, you know, I guess that when the time when you're a politician, you're strictly a politician, you're there to serve the Australian people in an official capacity, and you don't sort of use that time to tee up.
Yeah.
You know, your post-politics career.
And there's definitely been a lot of discussion around that over the years. I mean, Jack, what do you think of that argument that, oh, we've got to pay politicians more, if you pay peanuts, you get monkeys, that whole kind of thing?
No, I agree 100%. If you look at Singapore, they're the gold standard. They're one of the least corrupt countries in the world, and they also pay their politicians the best in the world, and they have a zero-tolerance policy on corruption. You get caught corrupt, you go into prison.
It's so interesting because then there's other people on the text line now saying, no way, we don't want to be giving our politicians any more money. So people are really divided on this. Troy in Sydney saying, oh, I think this is the world's biggest grift and, you know, the president is getting away with it. Another person says, if only Trump would just focus on leading the people. And then Lachlan in Brunswick wants to know, Jack, can you ask Jack when he's going to launch Tosscoin? Is it coming up? Could you have a meme coin coming up, Jack?
Well, I might need to do a bit of looking into what the regulation is in Australia so I don't go to prison.
Yeah, well, you don't want to do the wrong thing. And I should say, not like accusing any politicians here in Australia of doing the wrong thing, anything like that, but it is interesting talking about how much people think politicians are worth, how much they should earn. Let's move on, though.
Hack. Apparently Taylor Swift is actually getting married at Madison Square Garden, and I swear to God, I can't believe this is reality. And her kind of ending up with a football player kind of completes this sort of high school fantasy love story that her brand has been caught up in, and she has been caught up.
On Triple J.
Yeah, they're getting married. Maybe they actually already are married. Actually, why is it happening in a stadium? Is this all a trick or is it a distraction? Who is going to this wedding? Who is not going to this wedding? There are a lot of questions that the media's been furiously trying to answer over the past few hours. Taylor Swift is getting married, and you better believe the world wants to talk about it. So what do you think of Taylor and Travis's big event? 1,000 guests set to descend on Madison Square Garden in New York early tomorrow morning to see them tie the knot. Why are they getting married in a stadium, a lot of people are asking. Tell me what you think. 0439757555. It is the Shake Up on Hack. I'm Dave Marchese, getting into the news of the week with creator Jack Tossell, political reporter Jessica Wang. Jack, we touched on this a bit earlier, but how interested are you in this wedding?
I'm more interested in Belgium versus Senegal in the World Cup than I am this wedding.
Okay, so chances are you're not going to be up early. You're not going to be keeping across all of the developments. Do you see why so many people are captivated by this?
I get it a little bit, but it's a bit of carry-on in my opinion.
Jess, what do you reckon?
It's a bit of carry-on. I mean, I think that probably describes Taylor Swift's PR strategy, in all fairness.
Oh, okay, just a bit of carry-on, a little bit of carry-on.
It's a lot. I mean, it's a bit... I'm of the opinion, I don't know why you'd want to get married at Madison Square Garden. I think there are prettier venues, but...
What do you think is behind that? Do you think it seriously is just a security thing?
I don't know. Surely, with all the money in the world, you could probably if royal weddings can happen with the entire world watching on. Surely a pop star can get married.
Surely,
in relative safety.
I was also thinking, wouldn't it feel like work to her being at Madison Square Garden? Wouldn't it be like, oh, do I have to shoot out of a cannon now or rip into a song?
It's very Life of a Showgirl, isn't it? Yeah. Which was the title of her latest album. So again, branding exercise.
Jack, what do you reckon about getting married in a stadium?
Oh, I reckon they should go old school, do it in the local denominational church and then just have your reception at the RSL after.
Just a good old-fashioned Aussie RSL. That's what we think is right for Taylor Swift. I mean, some people are saying they're already married, or maybe this is some super distraction for what could be the actual wedding. Do you think there is likely more at play here, Jack?
I don't know enough to get into that. The conspiracy theories behind Taylor Swift's wedding is not a Reddit thread I'm going to go down.
There's plenty that he is going to go down, but just not that one. What do you reckon, Jesse? You reckon everyone's signing NDAs? How hard would it be to keep 1,000 guests quiet about the details?
You know what? I think that's a great question. I reckon people, surely they'd have to be signing NDAs. Taylor Swift's American and she's probably litigious as hell. So if you break it, it's probably she would sue you. And I don't know. And then I think it's also just the influence, right? If it's all her famous friends, then she's not if you broke the NDA on the wedding, she'd never speak to you again.
Producer, maybe. That is a chance. Producer Eva has just said, is she worried about everyone, like, maybe coming in the same outfit? Like, if you've got 1,000 people coming, surely the chances are that there's going to be a double up of outfit choices there. I mean, it does sound like a nightmare, Jess.
Can you imagine if somebody wore white to Taylor Swift's wedding? Like, if you pulled one of those, I'd really like it. If sort of Selena Gomez or, I don't know, Gracie Abrams or something, that'd be quite funny.
It would be funny. I mean, everyone's been checking all of the socials of everyone who is known to be invited, like the celebrities, just trying to get any crumb of information about what we might see over the next 24 hours. It's very, very, very minimal at this stage, the facts that are out there. We know that there is going to be some big event early in the hours of tomorrow morning. I'm sure it's all you're going to be hearing about over the weekend. Someone on the text line now saying it's a giant cash grab. Typical Taylor. All right, I want to move on, but I want to talk about something else that's a little bit romantic, maybe.
Ha! I'm being told it's a man and a woman protesting at the top of the Empire State Building.
He got down on one knee. Oh, my goodness gracious.
With no tethers, no net, dressed in black with masks.
Listen, if my man ain't on that Empire State Building, he set the bar so high, y'all men are never going to top that.
On Triple J.
Yeah, can you tell me what you think of this couple from Russia who scaled the Empire State Building in New York for what appears to be one of the riskier marriage proposals of all time, I've got to say. Incredible scenes. Angela Nikolaou and Ivan Kuznetsov somehow getting to the top of this skyscraper, throwing out a peace banner while they're up there, and then a marriage proposal in front of the world. What did you think of this? I'm obviously not recommending it. I'm not suggesting anyone goes and does this anytime soon. But people have varied thoughts. Like, some are condemning it. They're saying it's ridiculous. It's narcissistic. Other people, like producer Eva, thinking it's the hottest thing that they've ever seen. A movie. What about you? Have you ever experienced a giant romantic gesture like this? Did it go well? Was it horrible? Maybe it just all blew up in your face. Tell me about it. Message in 0439757555. It is the shake-up on Hack. I'm Dave Marchese, joined by Jessica Wang, Jack Tossell. Jess, what did you think of this one?
I don't want to sound like I hate love, but I hated this so much. Oh. I resent that I had to Google both of these people and had to go on both of these people's Instagrams. And I learned, and I had to learn, that you can buy Angela Nikolaou, sells her cat beanie, and you too can buy one for $147, and they're currently sold out. And I hate and resent that I know all this information. I really hate it.
Producer Eva's bought 8 of them, so yeah, that makes sense. Okay, Jack, what do you think? Are you on the not a fan camp for this one?
I was absolutely furious. As a man in a committed relationship that's not yet married, it has set the bar way too high.
You're like, what's everyone else going to do now? Yeah. What's everyone else going to do? Is it romantic, do you think, Jack?
Maybe a little bit. I think it's a big publicity stunt. It was kind of cool at the end of the day. It's a little bit like when you see a 4-year-old swearing. You know you shouldn't do it, but you're going to laugh and sort of get around it at the same time.
And we should say, obviously, very dangerous, and it's very serious. They're being charged with a whole bunch of offences, burglary, reckless endangerment, criminal mischief, criminal trespass, criminal tampering, a lot of stuff there. They've spent a night behind bars in separate cells, so maybe not so romantic at this point. But, yeah, a lot of people seem to be fanning over this, standing it, loving it. Does it help that they're just ridiculously good-looking, Jess? Is that just adding to the appeal here?
I mean, they are a very attractive couple, and I just think it's so silly. If they had not put it on Instagram and it was a news report that two people had gotten arrested while mid-proposal at the Empire State Building, I think I'd be for it. I think it's just because it's on Insta. I just hate it.
What about the message that they showed on the banner? It said, when the power of love beats the love of power, the world knows peace. Is that cringe, Jess?
It feels like a bad fortune cookie thingy, paper thing.
Jack, you a fan of that message?
Well, did they just auto-generate that on Claude or something? Like, what's going on there?
There's so much skepticism. Where is all the love on the shake-up today, I've got to ask? Is it on the text line? What did you think of this? Did you like it? 0439 757 555. Yeah, okay. Maybe we're just happy, Jess, that we had some news that was taking our breath away, not for the wrong reasons.
Do you think? I just think it's so. I'm so cynical about this. And also, like this, they're essentially they're both influencers from the look. I'm not the expert on this, but I take it that they're both influencers and they've both done sort of. They had a diesel campaign that I thought was really like a great piece of marketing, and it's just them sort of wearing sort of denim and making out on top of really tall buildings. I'm like, that's fine. I think it's like, I also just think that, so they were arrested apparently 381 metres above ground. So wow. You'd have to get a first respondent to climb up that high. And like, had somebody gotten injured or had they injured themselves, that would have cost enormous resources to sort of take care of them, look after them, give them the medical treatment they need.
It could have been a very different story.
For a stunt.
For a stunt.
With a cheeky message.
Have you ever attempted a grand gesture? Maybe not to this scale, Jess, or have you had one kind of performed for you?
Oh, you're really putting me on the spot here. can I call
any marriage proposals, I don't know, that just like come to the top of your head?
No, I have never been proposed to on the top of the spire of the Empire State.
Fair enough.
Maybe that's why I'm resentful.
You're jealous, Jess? You just want that skyscraper proposal? No, I'm kidding. Jack, have you ever had anything big like this happen to you?
No, nothing like that. My life's been pretty vanilla in that respect, Dave.
Time to step up, baby.
I wish, though.
Do you reckon it's all downhill from here, though? Like, because when you have that much excitement so early on in the relationship, everything else is going to seem really boring.
Well, maybe they'll have to climb, what is it, the Burj Khalifa next?
Yeah, Jess, what would be the reaction if it happened here in Australia? Like, if someone, like, scaled the Harbour Bridge or something, do you think people would just be like, get down?
I'm trying to think. I mean, in New South Wales, people freaked out when there was a protest across the Harbour Bridge. True. Or if you scaled the Sydney Opera House. I mean, I think that would be proper dangerous because it looks pretty slippery. But,
yeah. People have done it in the past. You've got a lot of messages coming through on this. Someone says, what makes it ugly is plastering it all over the world. Like, good for them, but I don't really give a shit. Okay, fair enough. Someone else says, marketing your love for one another pretty much tells me it's not true love. Someone else, I think I'm in love with them both. Oh, there we go. There's one fan on the Triple J text line and another person saying, another big moment in a woman's life and a dude has to make it about him.
Hack. Did y'all hear Olivia Rodrigo talk about how some of her fans are wearing diapers as their front row at her concerts?
Triple J.
Yeah, I'm sorry for this discussion. I'm really sorry for what we're about to talk about, but I fear we must. It's something happening in the world. It's something you need to know about. Because we know music fans do a lot to secure a good spot for their favourite artists. They get up early. They might camp out the night before. Not enough for some. It appears a few are so focused on getting and keeping their prime spots at a gig, they'll do anything at the barricades.
Hack. I wanted to give a story time of NoahCon Philly Poopgate 2026.
Okay, this is awkward. Basically repeat after me, okay? I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
I will not shit my pants.
I will not shit my pants.
Other concertgoers said the whole thing spelled really bad, like, the whole time.
I have been to certain concerts and certain festivals where people wear diapers so that they can be front row, and that's been an experience as a performer that I've smelled.
On Triple J.
Oh, yes, you heard it all with your own ears. Maybe you've smelled it all with your own nose at various points. Both Olivia Rodrigo, Noah Kahan saying they've smelled people before at their gigs. What is happening? Have you seen this? Please, don't tell me you've done it yourself. Actually, do tell me you've done it yourself. I want to know why. Have you no shame? Tell me the most surprising thing you've seen in the mosh. The barricade behaviour that left you speechless. 0439757555. If you've got a really good story, you can call in. 1300 055536. Someone on the text line. I was at the barricade for a Robbie Williams concert and saw a woman discussing with her friend how she was going to pretend to faint so she could get carried out over the barricade and taken out the back to meet him. Okay, dramatic course of events, dramatic idea there. Another person saying, I personally would be flattered if someone wanted to see me so badly they'd rather shit themselves than lose line of sight of me. Yeah, well, it is a big move to make, and this is The Shake-Up. I'm Dave Marchese, breaking down some of the headlines with creator Jack Tossell and Jessica Wang from The Daily Telegraph. Jack, what do you make of this story?
What? I don't understand it, right? Unless you've got chronic diarrhea, who can't hold to their guts for a few hours. Like, just skip breakfast, skip lunch if you need to. And if you do have chronic diarrhea, just invest in a butt plug, for God's sake.
Oh, no, apparently Jack, we're being told it wasn't diarrhea, that it was solid if you do need to know that. You're like, I didn't need to know that, actually. Jess, are you appalled by this?
I mean, it's not great, is it? Like, I don't think anybody should shit themselves barring medical reasons.
You know what? That's one thing we can all unite on, I reckon, Jess. I mean, have you ever seen or heard of something like this happening?
I thought you were about to ask me if I'd ever
No, I wasn't. You're like, stop asking me these tough questions, Dave. No, but have you heard stories about this in the past?
Look, there were a few. There was one Splendor in the Grass, Rest in Peace music festival that I went to a few years ago, and it was raining. It was like pissing down rain. And I think there were a few people who, like, pissed into the mud. Like, it was a really muddy festival,
yeah.
And it definitely didn't smell great.
Yeah, I remember that Splendor, and it was awful at times. You didn't know what you were treading in. It was a gross experience all around. Why do you think this is happening, Jack? Do you reckon it's a sign of the full degradation of society or just people who are super fans?
Well, I don't know. Is this just a new thing? How long has this been going on for? I mean, I've heard of certain people I won't name on certain substances I also won't name doing it at music festivals,
okay.
But no one actually lining up for 5 hours and then just doing it in front of 100 people at an Olivia Rodrigo concert.
And seemingly with very little shame. Someone on the text line now is saying society's so screwed if we're wearing nappies to concerts. On the text line also, Cleo saying, I saw some gal pissing on my shoes with her full butt out. Okay, interesting. Another person saying, yeah, my ex-girlfriend lay down and went to sleep. Everyone in the mosh courteously got out of the way. That's interesting. Also very dangerous. I would not recommend anyone do that. We've got a message here from Charlie.
So a few years ago when Dom Dolla did those Domain sets, all of a sudden this really tall person standing in front of me squats down, pulls and just openly dumps. I was mortified and it was like just kind of sloshing away.
Oh, sloshing is not the word you want to hear when we're telling these stories. Again, I apologise, but I feel like from a journalistic perspective, we need to be fully transparent with the details here to get to the bottom of this. Someone on the text line at the Busselton One Night Stand. Oh, not at a Triple J event, please. Of all places, a girl squatted and peed in front of me. Got my shoes too. When she got up, everyone high-fived her. Okay, some people proud and some fellow attendees also just really loving this, thinking it's a vibe. Another person, if you're planning to do that kind of disgusting crap, maybe you should wear a goddamn nappy. Okay, that's a very, very hard take. What would this be like as a performer, do you reckon, Jess? Like, you're hearing Olivia Rodrigo saying, I've smelled this, was trying to be quite diplomatic about it. It must be awful.
That is insane if you can smell. I don't know if she was sort of exaggerating, but that would be, that is insane. Also, like, I think Noah Kahan dealt with it really well, getting the entire audience to say, thou shalt not shit myself at a concert. But yeah, I don't know what that's like.
I was thinking, like, what is the way that we target this? Like, if so many people are unhappy about it, which is what it seems on the text line now, people are saying, I don't love this, I hate it, we really need to correct it. What do we do, Jack? How do we stop it? Is it about public shaming? Like, should we just stop the gig? Someone, like, screams out, all of a sudden everything stops.
I think there should be some public shame, but I think they should pan the camera onto them, like that businessman at the Coldplay concert that got caught having an affair. Just do that, all screens on the person taking the number two.
Yeah, I guess that could do it. Someone on the text line now says, it used to happen heaps at the cricket and the footy. Blokes would just pee in beer cans or bottles. Okay, someone else saying, all I can say is in future I'm wearing gumboots to every gig. Yeah, that is probably a good piece of advice. Another person saying, yeah, I saw someone pee in a cup and then they held it between their feet to prevent it from being spilt. That seems like, you know, the best of a bad situation there. It seems like the most elegant way, perhaps, of doing it. But, yeah, a lot of people are not happy about this. Another person saying, can't believe these young people think they've invented this. Oh, here we go.
Knew there'd be one of these. When I used to go to concerts with friends in the 90s, all my nursing student mates used to put it in catheters so they didn't have to leave the mosh pit. All right, so we're hearing it's been happening for history. It goes back to the ancient times. That's it. That's it. Has it changed the way you feel about going to gigs, big events, Jack? Is it going to stop you?
Nah, probably won't, to be honest.
Still going to the cricket. Not bothered by this, Jess. What about you?
I just, like, I don't want to sound old, but why just go to the toilet?
And on that note, we're going to end it. Everyone, just go to the toilet. It's the end of the shake up. It's advice for us all. Creator Jack Tossell, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thanks, Dave. It's been a pleasure.
And journalist Jessica Wang from the Daily Telegraph. Loved your insight as always.
Anytime.
And a big thanks to the hardworking Hat Crew, executive producer Edwina Story, radio producer Eva Blakemore, all the reporters as well. I'll be back after the weekend. I'll catch you then.